Brenham Cubs baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against Rutter is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Boski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F3 Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Woman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Dynamic Drains and Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Lynn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Oh no, it's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 74166E.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And we welcome you in, ladies and gentlemen, to the press box here at Fireman's Park, where it's Brenham Cub baseball. Doug Brown along with Tommy Lange, and the Cubs getting set for a district showdown here with the Rutter Rangers. And this is important for both teams because not only is it the halfway point of district, but both these two teams still looking for that elusive first district win.
No doubt about it, Doug. This is a must game probably for both teams.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. And you can't, if you lose one here, you know, that gives you seven in the loss column, and you're going to have a whole lot of ground to make up.
And this is the first of the series. Of course, they're playing here tonight in Brenham, and then they'll play in Bryan on Friday night. And for the Brenham Cubs, as we said, this is a big one here as they want to get the team back on the winning track. As we take a look at the district standings right now, and in District 21-5A, right now you've got A&M Consolidated on top. They're 6-0. In number two position, it's Magnolia West. They're 5-1. And then you've got Lake Creek and Magnolia tied for third. They're both 4-2. Fifth place, you got College Station at 3-3. Sixth place, you got Montgomery 2-4, and then you got Brenham and Rutter bringing up the rear at 0-6. So it's a tight race, and they want to try to climb back in this one. It's pretty much a must-win tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's that time of the year where it is a must-win, and we hope that these Cubs can get back on the winning track.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, it's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And as we come back here to Fireman's Park, it is the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Rudder Rangers. And take a look, other District 21 5A action tonight. You've got A&M Consolidated's at Magnolia, College Station in Montgomery, and Magnolia West at Lake Creek. So some important games there as far as the district standings go. Want to make mention one note from earlier today. Blinn Buccaneers picking up another big win as they knocked off Coastal Bend 10-0. Got the run rule victory there. And now Bucks, how about that? 11 out of their last 12.
I tell you what, they're playing really, really good baseball right now. And, you know, it's the time of the year. It's time to start peaking.
Yeah, and we'll see the Bucks coming up on Saturday when they come back to Leroy Dreyer Field for a doubleheader against Coastal Bend. And that's a 2 o'clock start time, 1:35 pregame here on KWHI. And then also want to make mention the Brenham Cubettes. They picked up a huge win over Magnolia on Thursday night and now trying to keep that momentum, but a tall order tonight as they're taking on A&M Consolidated.
You're exactly right. That was a really big win for the Cubettes on Thursday. That was a must win for them.
Yep.
And they picked up a big victory, had a good evening. But as you said, tall order tonight. You know, they're going to have to play their best game again.
Yep. And right here, as we said, Brenham Cubs needing to win, and so do the Rudder Rangers. And local note to mention, for those who may not know, the Rudder Rangers, their head coach, former Burton Panther and Blinn Buccaneer, and Texas A&M Aggie, Bailey DeRamis, is the in his first year as the head coach at the helm of the Rangers. And he is the son of Kevin DeRamis, who's the Washington County EMS director. And in his first year, he's got a tall order, but give him some time. And I heard a lot of great things about him that they believe he's the guy that can get that program turned around.
I'll tell you what, he's a very, very fine young man. And heck of a baseball player over there in Burton.
Oh, so, yes, he was.
You know, just a really, really good athlete. Great young man, great attitude. You'll see big things out of him in the near future.
And we got more to come here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at our starting lineups. But first, we'll send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
And on we go here to the, as we continue with more of the pregame, time to take a look at our starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Bob, Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. You're on the downtown hometown bank in Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Rudder Rangers, it'll be Cody Billings leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the catcher, Jose Potts. Batting third, third baseman, Austin Isom. Batting fourth will be the left fielder, Gabriel Ramirez. Batting fifth, center fielder, Caden Bailey. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Keaton Weiser. Batting seventh, first baseman, Juan Marquez. Batting eighth will be the second baseman, Javier Mares. And batting ninth will be the pitcher, Jaden Gonzalez. Meanwhile, for the Brenham Cubs, a different look to the lineup tonight. It'll be Brady Rao leading things off, playing shortstop. Playing left field. Batting second, center fielder, Barrett Coring. Batting third will be the right fielder, Drake Behnke. Batting fourth will be the pitcher, Luke Hardy. Batting sixth, second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter, Grady G, and he's going to be batting for the shortstop, Caleb Maurer. Batting seventh will be the catcher, Tanner Reese. Batting eighth, first baseman, Austin Maurer. And batting ninth will be the third baseman, Owen Finke. And so a different look for Coach Chase Wheaton. And when you're in a situation where you got a team that's struggling, I think at this point is that he's just trying to find whatever works.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's such a great point you brought up, that we're in a situation where you have to go out, and we're going to put it plain and simple, who wants to go out and play baseball?
Yeah.
That's basically what it amounts to, because we got to find a combination that's going to work.
Exactly. And we'll see if it works tonight, and we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our game time weather update after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blend Buck Baseball, Blend Ladybug Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubettes Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
All right, as we return to Fireman's Park, and it's time now for our game time weather update. And it's sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, you can visit their website at blinn.edu. And right now here in Brenham, we got 68 degrees, and sunset scheduled for 7:45 this evening. And then by tomorrow morning, we're supposed to get down to 49 degrees. So it's going to be cool in the morning and on your commute into the office. And then tomorrow afternoon, getting up to 78 degrees under sunny skies. And right now this evening, we've got wind blowing at 15 miles an hour. And humidity is at 50%. And no rain is expected in the next 24 hours. So we should be good on that front as far as getting this one in. And we're going to continue to see temperatures drop as the course of the game goes on. And that is your Blinn College Game Time weather update. And back with more after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with the classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season. season.
And we welcome you back out here to Fireman's Park. Doug Brown and Tommy Langan with you, and they're doing the player introductions. So let's go down the field and pick that up.
Number 8, Austin Isom, playing third base. Number 11, Gabriel Ramirez, in left field. Number 5, Caden Bailey, playing center field. Number 12, Keaton Reiser, in right field. Number 22, Juan Marquez, at first base. Number 2, Javier Perez, at second base. And number 6, Jaden Gonzalez, who will be doing the pitching. And now, let's meet the Brenham Cubs' first bench strength. Number 4, Dawson Kine. Number 5, Braden Goss. Number 12, Logan Mason. Number 14, Brett Campbell. I'm sorry, I have the wrong line up here. Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay. Number 14, Brett Campbell. Number 15, Blaine Bartlett. Number 16, Philip Field. Number 17, Brody Heeman. Number 20, Preston Lee. Number 24, Cameron Crater. Number 25, Brady Banker. And now your starting lineup for your Brenham Cubs. Playing right field, number 22, Drake Minke. Playing center field, number 2, Barrett Coring. Playing left field, number 11, Brady Rao. Playing first base, number 6, Austin Maurer. Playing second base, number 9, Landry Mendoza. Playing shortstop tonight, number 10, Caleb Maurer. Playing third base, number 8, Aaron Finke. Designated hitter tonight is number 7, Brady G. Body for the Cubs tonight, pitching number 17, Luke Marty. And pitching number 3, Tanner Reese. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please stand for the playing of tonight's national anthem. Salute our flag by removing your hat, placing your hand over your heart, and singing along as we present the Star Spangled Banner.
right, and we're ready for tonight's first pitch, and we'll have it for you after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
All right, here we go, the top half of the first inning. And it's Lucardi out on the hill for the Brenham Cubs, and he'll be looking at the top three in the Rudder batting order. Cody Billings, Jose Ponce, and Austin Isom. Billings, right-handed batter, stepping in. Hardy will be working Tanner Reese behind the plate, right side of the infield. Austin Maurer at first, Landry Mendoza at second, left side Caleb Maurer at short, and Owen Finke at third. And Billings swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1, and we are underway at 7:04. In the outfield, Barrett Coring in center, flanked in right by Drake Benke, in and left by Brady Round. A high pop-up along the infield, and Maurer over, and he'll haul it in for out number one.
Now stepping to the plate, number seven, Jose Ponce, the catcher.
And Jose Ponce, the catcher, will step up to the plate here. And we're commenting off air. Rudder got some new uniforms this season.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, they look sharp.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a, I don't know, the navy blue or midnight blue and with some white pinstripes on there.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of in between a navy and a royal.
Yeah.
So.
And Ponce fouls this one over. Maurer giving chase and almost made it there. Just dropped in before he could get there.
A nice effort there by Austin.
And ends up a foul ball. It's 0-2 on Ponce.
That ball hit by Billings to shortstop. It kind of died when it got up in that air.
Yeah. And Hardy ready with the 0-2. And pitches outside, and it's 1-2. Hardy, freshman right-hander. And pitch outside, and it's 2-2. And that one is sent out in left field, and that is going to be a base hit. Rao over to Pickett. As Ponce thought about taking the turn, and he's going to settle for a long single. And that'll bring up Austin Isom, the third baseman.
Now batting number eight, Austin Isom.
third baseman.
So now Maurer and Mendoza shaded up the middle, looking for maybe a double play ball here as the first pitch is in there for a strike from Hardy.
Good, lively fastball there by Luke. Knee high on that outside corner.
Next pitch from Hardy, and that one is going to be smacked into right field for a base hit. Behnke over, and he will get back in. And back-to-back hits for the Rangers. And that'll bring up Gabriel Ramirez, the left fielder.
Ponce had a pitch shaded toward the outer part of plate and did just what you're supposed to do. Takes the ball to right field. Oh, that's Isom. I'm sorry.
Right.
I apologize. Ponce's at second base running with the hip prior. Sorry.
But the point is still the same. That Isom taking the pitch given to him and drooping one in there at right field. And yeah, so now time's called as Reese wants to go out and have a word with Hardy.
Luke, it's okay. Just settle down. Keep throwing strikes. That's all you need to do.
Pitch is a strike call, and it's 0-1. Ramirez with one out, two runners aboard. And next pitch is just missing there. It's a ball. It's 1-1.
Just off that outside corner.
And foul tip, and it's 1-2. Dribbler over, going to roll toward the Cub dugout, down the third baseline there, and that'll hold the count at 1-2.
You got like hammering that one into the dirt.
Yep. You got Ponce at second, Isom at first, one down in the inning. Hardy checks the base runners, and he will bring it, and that one's going to be fouled away again, out heading toward the parking lot. And that'll hold the count at 1-2.
Wind's a whipping, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Blowing from left to right.
It's going to be a little nippy in the morning, only because we've had 80 degrees for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. It's been really comfortable the last few days. That's going to be chill going back down to 49. Ground ball to short. Maurer will flip it to what? Mendoza. Fighting first. Austin Maurer around the horn, double play. 6-4-3 to retire the side. And in the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Runner, nothing. Cubs coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And as we come back here for the Brenham Cubs, and it is going to be Brady Rao leading things off, followed by Barrett Coring and then Drake Benke. And for the Rudder Rangers, it is going to be Jaden Gonzalez on the hill. He'll be working to Jose Ponce behind the plate, right side of the infield. Juan Marquez at first, Javier Mariz at second. Left side, Cody Billings is at short. Austin Eisen at third, into the outfield. Caden Bailey in center, flanked and right by Keaton Weiser, and in left by Gabriel Ramirez. And Gonzalez beginning his warm-up tosses. He was having to wait for the catcher Ponce to get his gear on. So while we got a moment here, let's check and see how the other games are going. And right now, Cubettes and A&M Consolidated over in College Station. They just finished the second inning, and game is tied at one apiece.
Definitely keep an eye on that one.
Absolutely. And meanwhile, Burton Lady Panthers, well, they don't have a tracker on their game changer tonight, and meanwhile, Burton Panthers all over Snooket. That one, top of the second, it's already 15-0.
And who are they at?
That's Burton at Snook. Looks like another quick night there for Coach Taylor and his boys. Yeah, they've scored 8 runs in the first inning, and they've scored 7 runs and are still batting in the top of the second.
Top of the second may not be over for a while.
Yeah.
In the bottom of the first inning, number 11, Brady Rao, the left fielder.
It may be a sharp game this evening.
Yeah. I still think it's funny that some thought that Burton were going to have a rebuilding year this year, and so far they've been hadn't been anything close to resembling a rebuilding year. They've been tattooing everybody.
Yeah, I tell you what, Coach Thaler does a really, really good job over there. Mm-hmm. Really sad that we couldn't keep him here in Brenham,
yeah.
But understanding, it's totally understandable. So.
And Rao takes the first pitch and fouls it up the third base side.
Well, Coach almost made a play.
Yeah. And Rao's been hitting the ball well lately and getting the chance to get elevated into the top spot in the lineup tonight. Pitch up high for a ball. Junior left fielder. Third generation Cub. And Rao sends this one a high pop. And backtracking, and second baseman makes the catch for out number one. Yeah, the second baseman, right fielder, and first baseman all converging for that. And I looked for a minute there like that might have had a shot at dropping in.
I tell you what, you know, and really, believe it or not, nice play there by the second baseman because he's dealing with that cross north wind here.
Yeah.
And made a really good play.
Barrett Coring the batter now, and he'll take the first pitch up high for a ball. And it's 1-0.
The wind could easily be a factor this evening.
And that one outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. And takes the pitch for a strike, it's 2-1.
Like he took a little off that pitch.
And Coring fouls that one away. It's two balls and two strikes. Drake Behnke, the right fielder, waiting on deck. And fouled away again. That will hold the count at 2-2.
Gonzalez came with curveball again. Good job there by Barrett, getting enough of it to stay alive.
Oh. And strike three called. Coring caught looking for out number two.
Gonzalez came with that curveball again, Doug. Broke it right on the inside corner.
And that'll bring up Drake Behnke now. Behnke getting the start in right field. He's been mainly used as first baseman this season. And Behnke sends this one a high fly ball. Left fielder giving chase. And he's going to run out of room, and it's going to be a foul ball.
Yeah, a little bit of a run there.
Oh, yeah. Especially with all the extra foul territory that you have here at Fireman's Park. And yeah, just kept tailing away from him, and so an 0-1 count on Behnke. And gets underneath that one and fouls it off, and it's 0-2. And up high, ball one. Behnke fouls that one away again, and that'll keep the count at 1-2.
One thing I will say I like about Rutter, they got those Boston Red Sox leggings.
Yep. Pitch down low, ball 2-2.
Sports Doc heard that.
Yep.
He liked that.
Oh, I know. He was a huge fan of those. 2-2 pitch. And Behnke sends one a high fly ball deep and foul over to the American Legion Hall.
Drake turned on that one just a little early.
Mm-hmm. And Behnke, this one, slow roller over to second, throw to first.
Safe.
Oh, I want to see a replay on that. That looked pretty, I thought he beat that one out.
But think that's an even call?
That was close. But it ends up being a ground out. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we played through one inning, no score. Back with inning number two after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
And back we go. Luke Hardy warming up for his second inning of work. And he'll be looking at the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Rudder. Caden Bailey, Keaton Weiser, and Juan Marquez. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Fireman's Park Stadium in this District 21 5A game between the Brenham Cubs and the Rudder Rangers. And stuck up on us quickly because it seemed like we just started district, and now here we are already at the halfway point.
Oh, my gosh. It's just moving right along, Doug.
And next pitch, taking for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Seems like we just started those tournaments.
Yeah. And next pitch just missing, and it's 2-0 on Bailey, right-handed hitting center fielder. And fouls that one away. Two balls and one strike. And that one is going to be into right center, and that's going to scoot Coring over to get it, and he's digging for second. And he's going to be in there with a double for Bailey.
I'll tell you what, Bailey just got a pitch shaded toward the outer part of the plate, drove it over the second baseman's head, and took Coring a little while to get there, made a pretty good throw to second base. Caleb couldn't quite come up with it.
And that'll bring up Keaton Weiser now. Throw over, and they made that one kind of close there, yeah. But Bailey back in. And squares away to bunt. He'll pull the bat back and take strike one.
Well, nice pitch there by Luke. Knee high, outside corner.
Already checking the base runner. The 0-1 pitch up high for a ball, and it's 1-1.
Bailey did some training with that young man.
Yeah.
Had his bat out in front of the plate. That's, that's the way you get a bunt down.
Squared away to bunt, pulls the bat back again, and it's a 2-1 count on Weiser. Check of the base runner by Hardy, and brings the next pitch in there for a strike, 2-2. One on, nobody out here on the top of the second. And this one, a high bouncer that's going to get over the pitcher's head. Maurer came charging, and the runner beats it out.
I'm going to say there wasn't going to be a play at
I think so. That thing took such a wicked bounce. I think he would have been safe anyway.
even if Maurer would have been able to make a clean pickup. So back-to-back hits. Runner now with four hits in the game as Juan Marquez bats. Nobody out and runners at the corners.
Now stepping to the plate, 21, Juan Marquez.
That was nice, nice effort there, though, by Caleb.
And next pitch taken for a strike. And this pitch is a strike. Runner going. Got it at second.
Oh, I tell you what, that throw there by Tanner Reese is right on the money. Caleb takes the tag, puts the tag on him.
Yeah, I'm surprised the runner didn't try to take a break, tried to break for home, but he stayed put. That was a great throw by Reese to get that out. And so that's out number one of the inning. Marquez batting with an 0-2 count. And that one is going to be sent out to center. Coring with a catch, runner tagging, throw coming home. And he's going to be in there safely. Bailey scores with a sac fly. And it's 1-0, Rutter. That'll bring up Javier Maurer. Or Maurer, rather.
Javier Maurer, second baseman.
Yeah, pitch to Maurer. He's going to foul that one away. We got two outs now here in the inning.
Those Rangers are up there hacking.
Yeah. And pitch foul away. No balls, two strikes. Hardy with the 0-2. Fouled back into the screen. That'll hold the count.
Got it.
Strike three called. That'll retire the side. So in the inning, runner does come up with one run on two hits. There were no errors. And one runner left on, or actually no runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. Rutter leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And on we go to the bottom half of the second inning. And for Jaden Gonzalez, he'll be tuning up here. And he'll be looking in the middle of the Cub batting order. Luke Hardy, Landry Mendoza, and Grady G. Rutter leads this one 1-0 on the sac fly in the top half of this inning. And now let's see if the Cub bats can respond. And it'll be the pitcher, Luke Hardy, with a chance to help himself with the bat.
Leading off in the bottom of the second inning, expected to play the hit number 19, Lou Carter, the pitcher.
And so here we are. Gonzalez ready for the pitch. And Hardy takes the ball 1-0. He takes the next pitch, just missing outside. And it's 2-0. Gonzalez, long look in, and now going to step off, taking too much time. Pitch is a strike call, 2-1. Next pitch from Gonzalez is outside of ball, and it's 3-1 now on Luke Hardy.
Dead red here for Luke.
Yeah. And ball four. Got away to the seat. Didn't sure which way the ump was going to call that one, and he gives the Cubs the benefit of the doubt, so Hardy will take the trot on down to first base. And then bring up Landry Mendoza.
Brody Heyman running for Hardy.
Heyman going to courtesy run for the pitcher Hardy.
Now hitting for the Cubs, number 7, Landry Mendoza, the second baseman.
And that one ground ball over to the pitcher. Throw to first, safe, he beat it out. And just got an update on the Cubs. They're Cubettes, with A&M. They are still tied 1-1 after three innings. So Cubs now with a couple runners on, a chance to do some damage here. With Grady G batting. Brenham trailing 1-0 to the Rider Rangers, trying to get into this one. Little pitch. Just missing a ball, and it's 1-0.
Great opportunity here for the Cubs to get that run back.
Yep. And outside for a ball, 2-0. Runners first and second. Nobody out. And that was a little dribbler back to the pitcher. Throw to first, and they do get the out. But on the play, the runners will move up.
Nice call there by Coach Wheaton, moving both of those runners up.
And so now Hardy goes into third base, and Mendoza goes into second. That's a Tanner Reese, the batter down here. And that one tails a little bit up high, a ball, and it's 1-0.
Tanner's done a good job all year long with runners in scoring position.
Next pitch is taken for a strike. One ball, one strike. Next pitch taken for a ball. That's 2-1.
A little bit of a look there from Gonzalez.
Yeah,
he thought he had that pass.
And next pitch. Two runners aboard. Actually, one. Oh, no, there's two runners aboard, and that one has got a two base hit. Coming in to score is Brody Hammond, and the Cubs are on the board. RBI single, Tanner Reese, and it's a 1-1 tie.
I called that one, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did. And Brody Hammond has just made the first run of the ball game. And the first run of the ball game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable and consistent farm credit and financial services today and tomorrow. Focus with on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs.
So
now that'll ring up Maurer. We have a chance for an RBI opportunity here.
We have a courtesy runner, Doug, and I apologize. I missed. Oh, I got it.
Dawson and Maurer bunts it hard, and he beat it out at first. Third baseman hesitated, and now Maurer's aboard.
Yeah, third baseman double clutch, looked at the runner at third and threw the first. And came up empty.
And now that'll load the bases. And that'll be for Owen Finke.
Number 8, Owen Finke.
We got bullpen activity for Rutter, and that's what made. There he's lending. Or he's letting the pitcher, Gonzalez, know that he's on a short leash. It's a big moment here for Owen Finke.
Oh, look at here. They're double play death, Doug.
Yep. Long look in. And inside it hit him. And to think he hit with the bases loaded, that'll get another run home. Mendoza scores. That makes it now 2-0, Brenham. And we got runners at first, second, and third. Bases are loaded. And we go back to the top of the order with Brady Rao.
Tell you what, great opportunity here for the Cubs to have a big inning.
And next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. It swings and misses. Coming up empty, and it's 1-1. Long look in, and pitch from Gonzalez. Bases are loaded, and Thomas Call, that's going to bring Costa Ramos down to the hill. And let's see if we have an early pitching change here, and that appears to be the case. So with the pitching change, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors. Or excuse me, from our sports friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
And we have a new pitcher here, and that is
Anthony Menchaca.
Anthony Menchaca. And he is going to be the second pitcher used by the Rudder Rangers. I know Coach Durham is probably not wanting to go his bullpen this early, but with the way the Cubs have been hitting this inning, doesn't want to take any chances. And meanwhile, this pitch change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. Yeah, it's a Brady Rout, a bat here. We've got bases loaded, only one out in the inning. And so now Menchaca with his first pitch. And it's up high to Rout.
Got to come with a strike here.
Takes a strike. Going to get on through for a base hit. That's going to get one home. And it's going to be an RBI single for Brady Rao to put the Cubs in front 2-1. Or 3-1, rather. Scratch that. 3-1. Yeah, scoring on the plate. And now that'll bring up Barrett Corey. So you got Maurer, or Austin Maurer, who is at third base. You got Owen Thicke at second, and Brady Rao at first. And Corey batting with the bases loaded. First pitch to him is a strike. And it's 0-1. So 3-1, three runs are in, and now the Cubs open the build on that. And we said still only one out. Next pitch, swung on a miss, big breaking ball there.
That was a big breaking pitch.
And no balls, two strikes. And that one up and in for a ball, it's 1-2.
He came a curveball again, Doug, and hung it up there.
Gonna scoot out through for a hit, and that's gonna get two home. And now they got a run down here. They get the runner, they get Coring, but then the third run comes home. And some Maurer, Thicke, and Rao all scored.
Are we gonna go with hit on Coring? I thought it went right through his legs, but look at.
Let's see how they scored it. Now Benke bats. It's now 5-1, Cubs in the lead.
What a way to clean the
bases. Or 6-1, rather. And they did score that an error on Coring. On Coring's at bat there, rather.
But he would get one RBI, correct?
Yes.
Now heading for the Cubs, number 22, Greg
Benke,
the right fielder.
Or actually two on that one,
because
two.
He did get two?
Yeah, two RBIs there. And Benke batting. So two outs in the inning, 3-0 on Benke, and he'll take ball four. And so a six spot, and now the Cubs. Something they haven't had, and that's a good-sized lead with some breathing room for the pitcher. And that'll put Benke on with Luke Hardy batting. Hardy walked his first time up. And a strike called on Hardy. It's 0-1. Got away a little bit from the catcher, but he was able to pick it back up and take the throw down to first to keep Benke honest. And that one outside throw down again, and Benke back in there safely. Cubs with a six-run inning and looking for more here.
Go Good job, though, by the Cubs. Runners in scoring position coming up with key base hits.
And ball, yeah, it takes a strike. It's 2-2 now on Hardy. And this one, a high pop. First baseman over, and that's going to drop foul. Looked like a miscommunication there. The first baseman, second baseman both lost that one on the lights. But that, luckily for Rudder in that instance, it dropped out, foul ball.
That one may come back to haunt him.
Mm-hmm. That one is down low, a ball, and they're going to let Benke steal second. Three balls, two strikes. And time is called. Foul. He turned on that one.
That was the almost came back to haunt.
Yeah.
It hugged that line, though.
All the way down. Just couldn't stay fair. Swung and missed, and Hardy down on strikes, but a big inning for the Cubs as they put six runs on the board, and they lead it now 6-1. We're going to the third inning, and it's time now for our Mattress Guys giveaway inning. And be the third caller to the KWHI studios right now at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maluv Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his new store, 2668 Highway 36 South, in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center, and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And we come back here, and they are the Cubs leading it 6-1 here, and this one just into just past the outstretched arms of Landry Mendoza and into center field for a base hit.
That was Anthony Menchaca who had came in to pitch.
And so
for the Rangers.
Menchaca with a leadoff single. And we got word from College Station tonight and A&M Consolidated. After four, A&M Consolidated leading the Cubettes 2-1 in that one. So a lot closer than the first time around those two teams played each other. So the Cubettes hanging in there. Looks like Heidi Busker got the start and is pitching a good game so far. Pitch swung on and missed by Billings, and it's 0-1.
Doug, Heidi has really settled in and really has been a very, very effective pitcher.
She certainly has. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. And Kylie Baker as well for being a sophomore. Both of them with limited varsity experience have really stepped it up here in the last few weeks.
A week ago today, Kylie with a great job over there in College Station against a really, really strong College Station team.
Yeah. 0-2 pitch. This one's going to be popped up. Backtracking goes Mendoza. And Landry hauls it in for out number one. And that'll bring up Jose Ponce, the catcher. And right here, Cubs leading at 6-1, top of the third inning. Next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. And outside for a ball, it's 2-0. And that one's going to be in the hole. They're going to flip one, fire two, and round the horn, double play. That was Maurer to Mendoza to Maurer, and second double play of the game for the Cubs. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the third. Cubs lead at 6-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
All right, congratulations to Evan Weiss on winning the pillow from the mattress guys. Evan, if you're listening, wear it in good health, or use it in good health, And now it's time for our home run inning, and I believe it's, is it 50 bucks?
50 bucks this evening.
50 bucks worth of gasoline if a Cub hits a home run, or if they hit a double or a triple, you're going to win a rack of ribs, courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. As Menchaca warms it up, he'll be looking at Landry Mendoza, Grady G, and Tanner Reese. Cubs were trailing 1-0, and then the bottom half erupted for 6 runs in that second inning. And now let's see if they can continue to build on that here in this inning.
Getting close to a fill-up again.
Yep, and Landry Mendoza batting. Mendoza singled and scored his first time up, and Landry's going to be hitting for
Ellen Sim.
All right, Ellen, you are first up in the home run inning. And Mendoza squaring away the bunt, now pulls the bat back, and he'll take the pitch up high for a ball. And it's 1-0. And time is called. Umpire motioning for the Cubs to make sure they stay inside the dugout. Some of them straying a little bit too far.
Did one of them make a comment?
That could be too. Well, he was motioning like he was making sure they go get back.
I felt he did it as professional as he could.
So. Yeah, it's a 2-0 count on Mendoza.
Walks good as a hit.
And takes another pitch down low, and that's a 3-0 count. Next pitch, that time finds the strike zone, and it's 3-1. The jock on the relief of the starter, Jaden Gonzalez. One pitch, a high ball four in, Mendoza draws the leadoff walk. Third walk issued to the Cubs tonight, and that's going to bring up Grady G, the designated hitter. And Grady hitting for?
Lois Wilhelm.
Ah. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. And next pitch. And G swings and misses, 0-2. He was trying to win, Lois.
He was going for it.
Either the ribs or the gas. And bounced up there, ball, runner going, and the second baseman bobbled the ball. So luckily Mendoza was able to get back to first.
Throw was right there. I believe he had a hat.
Yeah. Cubs caught a break there.
Smart choice by Landry.
And swung on and missed. And Grady G down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Tanner Reese. Reese is 1-for-1 with an RBI single. And Tanner will be hitting for?
Oh, my goodness. Shundell Federwish.
Ah.
See if nothing else, and Shundell just tell Rick, maybe you can get a rack of ribs, and
yep.
Y'all can both have dinner.
Yeah. First pitch is a ball, 1-0.
Tanner with a big RBI single, his last at bat.
And he's going to send this one out to center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. And so Tanner's 2-for-2. And time call. They're going to get a courtesy runner. It's Austin Maurer to bat.
Was that Austin Keim running?
Dawson Keim, yeah.
Dawson Keim, I mean. Dawson.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Austin Maurer, the batter here. And he's going to send this one foul down the right field side. That's out of play. And who's Austin going to be hitting for?
Oh, we got. Sorry about that. Whoa.
Cameron
Finke.
Okay. Well, by the way, and also don't forget that Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And you can also visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. And get barbecue ribs, pork brisket, side orders, stuffed baked potatoes, barbecue sandwiches, your choice of toppings. And remember their motto.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
And Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, a proud supporter of area sports. And next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-1.
Austin with a base hit his last at bat.
And he's going to send this one back. It's going to be caught by the left fielder for out number two. And now that'll bring up Owen Finke. And Owen's hitting for?
Rick Weiss.
All right, Rick, you're up next.
Former Cub.
Yeah, Owen was hit by a pitch last time up.
And his ears did ring for a little while.
Yeah. And Owen fouls this one away. Cubs with a 6-1 lead here, bottom of the third inning. And this one foul up the third base side. Just rode the line all the way up, but couldn't stay fair. And latest update on girls, Consol now leading 3-1 after five innings.
Don't want to let that thing get too far away over there.
No, we do not. And pitch up high for a ball. And it's 1-2.
Did talk to Coach Roberts the other day, Doug. Thanks for the phone number.
Oh, sure.
So, doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping a little bit.
Well, that's good. And I think he pops this one up. And the shortstop will haul it in for out number three. So in the inning for the Cubs, no runs, no hits. Or excuse me, one hit, no errors, and two left on. And we move along to the fourth of the inning. Cubs still lead at 6-1. And since no winner tonight, that means our next winner, our next jackpot on Friday, we bump it up to $60 worth of gas. And we keep going until we get a winner. We're heading on to the top of the fourth inning. And Cubs lead at 6-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Gentlemen and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks. For automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And we move along to the top of the fourth inning. Luke Hardy's still out on the hill for the Cubs. And he'll be looking at Austin Isom, Gabriel Ramirez, and Caden Bailey. And this one is going to be smacked into right center field for a base hit. And Isom digging for two as Corey gets the throw back in. And it's going to be a leadoff double for Isom, and he's two for two in the game. And that'll bring up Gabriel Ramirez. I tell you what, Isom just went right after that first pitch.
I'm telling you, he got a pitch that he liked and drove it in right center field.
Ramirez hit into a double play his last time up. In by Hardy, and the pitch, and squared away to bunt, and Reese up with it, fires across to Maurer at first and gets the out. I tell you what, how about the reflexes on Tanner on that play?
I'll tell you what, Tanner got out there in a hurry and made a good strong throw to first.
And so that is out number one. On the play, though, Isom moves over to third base.
And bag number five. Caden Bailey.
And that'll bring up Caden Bailey. He doubled and scored his last time up. And swings and misses at the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Took a big rip there.
Bailey with a double his first time at bat.
And pitch foul away. No balls, two strikes. Ground ball foul up the first base side.
Fisted one up that first base side.
And the 0-2, and that one is going to be sent into left center. Oh, and it's caught over the shoulder. Yeah, he caught it. That's going to go to third. That's going to be another double play. Wait, what? He caught the ball. He didn't tag. The umpire is trying to claim he tagged. Third is trying to claim he tagged, but it looked from up here like he left because he thought it dropped in.
That's what it looked like to me.
And that's what Coach Wheaton is asking for. So it's, I guess, does that go down as a sack fly then?
That's the first sack fly I've ever seen the shortstop.
Mauer made the catch and threw over to Finke, and now ground ball to Mendoza. Mendoza throws to Austin Mauer and gets the out. But in the inning, the runner does come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors, and nobody left on. We're halfway through this one. Cubs lead it 6-2. Back with the bottom of the fourth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And we move on to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And for the Brenham Cubs, they lead this one 6-2 over the Rudder Rangers. And it's time now for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown. With online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And it was Rudder getting the first run of the game in the top of the second inning. Caden Bailey with a double and came home on a sack fly by Juan Marquez. Cubs would respond with a big six-run inning in the bottom of the second. And pitch is fouled away by Brady Rao, who's leading things off here. Cubs had an RBI single from Cannon Reese. Owen Finke was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Brady Rao had an RBI single, and then he had Barrett Coring reached on an error, but that also allowed two runs to score. And then as pitch is taken for a ball, 1-1 to Rao. And then in the top half of this inning, a controversial call, as it looked like the shortstop, Kalen Mauer, made the catch, and the runner had took off thinking the ball was going to drop in, and Cubs argue that the tag was not made. And that's a line shot caught by the third baseman there. That is Austin Isom for out number one. And so that is your Whataburger recap. Cubs lead at 6-2 here in the bottom of the fourth, and that'll bring up Barrett Coring.
So we go back to Brady Rao there for a second, Doug. Turned on that really quick. Nice play there by the third baseman for the Rudder Rangers.
And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0 on Coring. Next pitch, foul back. One ball, one strike. Cubs leading it here 6-2 in the bottom of the fourth.
Isom having a pretty good night, isn't he? Making a defensive gem there and has two hits.
Yep. And swung on and missed. And it's 1-2 on Coring. Drake Benke would be due up next. And time is called.
Doug, I have to go back to that play there on the fly ball to Caleb.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't come back and be a difference maker.
Yeah. We hope not. And strike three called. Corey caught looking for out number two. And that'll bring up Drake Behnke. Behnke walked his last time up. And pitch taken. Strike call. I thought that looked a little high from up here.
The only thing I'm going to say is it caught the inside corner. That's the only thing.
And next pitch outside. And that one is going to be a ball. It's 1-1. Up high and 2-1. Into the netting. Two balls and two strikes. Good thing the netting was here. Otherwise, it would have been right in my lap.
Yeah, exactly. Right in line with you over there.
Yeah. Two pitch. And that one's going to be popped up. And it's going to drop in, and Behnke is going to reach base. Nobody took charge out there.
Nobody took charge, and that was not an easy play for the pitcher.
Yeah. And it's usually like a rule of thumb, you don't want the pitchers going after pop-up anyway.
Thank you, Doug. Great point. Great point. Thank you. Go down and the books is one off the wall.
And infield single there for Behnke, and that brings up Luke Hardy. Hardy takes the first pitch for a ball. Now throw over. Behnke back in safely. Hardy chance to help himself with a bat. Pitches outside for a ball. Walked one time and struck out the last time. And next pitch taken for a strike, 2-1.
There it is.
Down the line, fair ball. Behnke is going to end up at third. Hardy at second, and that's a double. And Brody Heyman going to go out and run at second base. And Landry Mendoza, the plate. Mendoza has been on base both times with a single and a walk. Now got a chance to add to that Cub lead.
Luke got a pitch on the inner part of the plate and drove it right down that left field line.
Mendoza fly ball out into shallow center. And that's going to drop in. And the two runs are going to come in as both Benke and Heyman score. And that'll give the Cubs an 8-2 lead. And still batting here with Grady G.
Doug, we almost forgot something. Luke Hardy.
Yeah.
First candidate for the drive of the game.
Yes, it is. The Hyundai Abreu drive of the game, which we'll be awarding during the post-game show.
Well, by the way, that's second hit of the evening for Landry Mendoza.
Yeah. And the Cubs, that's their, I think their eighth hit of the night so far.
That is correct.
And Grady G batting. Time is called. G laid down a sack bunt. Oh, and a balk called. And so that'll move Mendoza down to second.
Opportunity here for the Cubs to get another run.
Yes, it is. And swung on and missed. 0-2 count on Grady G. One-two pitch. And swung on and missed, and G down on strikes. That'll retire the side, but the Cubs do come up with two runs on three hits. No errors and a runner left on, and we played through four. Cubs lead it 8-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And on we go to the top of the fifth inning, and Cubs lead it here 8-2 over the Rudder Rangers. And latest update there, the bottom of the sixth inning, Cubettes have cut it to a one-run game with A&M Consolidated. Costales still leads, but it's now 3-2. As we said, play there in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Hey, good. Cubettes are making a charge back.
Yep. Let's hope they can finish the job there. Meanwhile, for the Rudder Rangers, it'll be Juan Marquez, followed by Javier Maris, and then Anthony Menchaca here in the bottom half, or excuse me, top half of the fifth inning against Luke Hardy. And ground ball to third, and ball is booted by Finke. That'll be the first Cub error of the evening.
Well, that is only one. So.
And Javier Marez, the second baseman, to bat here. Big thing is, you now, even though it's happened, you don't let it snowball on you.
That's it.
And pitch is a ball. It's 2-0 now on Marez. foul tip. Two balls and a strike. Thomas called me. Umpire wants to go out and have a word with Hardy. And runner back in safely. And also want to make mention the Astros. Astros and Blue Jays, they're in the bottom of the sixth. Astros lead that one 1-0. Framber Valdez pitching for Houston tonight. And the only run of the game for the Astros, Jose Altuve, a second home run of the year.
Imagine that.
Right now, that's all they needed. Framber. Four-hit shutout through six innings of work. So hope he can keep that up tonight. And pitch is swung out and missed. And Maris down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Menchaca now. This will be his first at bat.
Didn't he get a single his last at bat?
Or was that him or was that Gonzalez?
No, that was
Menchaca. Okay.
Yes, it was.
Yes. Good catch there. And pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. So second at bat now for Menchaca.
Number 10, Anthony Menchaca, pitcher.
And throw down by Reese, and it got past Austin Maurer, and that's going to head the runner down to second. And so now that puts Marquez into scoring position. Cubs are still in good shape. Main thing is just not to panic here and just get these last two outs. And that one foul down the right field line and into the corner by the bullpen. Cubs with an 8-2 lead.
Oh, yes.
Strike three called. Just what Luke Hardy needed there. Big strikeout for out number two. And that'll bring up Cody Billings, the shortstop.
That's number three.
Oh, that's going to be Chris Carvajal.
Number three, Chris Carvajal.
So Carvajal to bat for Billings. And this one, a chopper to third. Pinky up with it. He booted the ball, and the runners are going to be safe everywhere. That one, he might have been better served letting Maurer have that one.
I think you're probably right.
But you can't be totally mad because he's trying to be aggressive and make plays out there. But that's
I love the attitude. I love it. Is that really was shaded a little bit more to shortstop?
The learning curve as we. But third error of the after going the first four innings with no errors. That's third error of this inning for the Cubs. And pitch is a strike called. To Jose Ponce. Ponce hit into a double play last time up. We've already got two outs in the inning, so we just need one more out.
So far, the errors have not hurt us.
And wild pitch. And runner didn't go far enough for the runner from third to try to come home. But the runner from first did advance.
Yes. Hey, good job there by Tanner Reese getting back there to retrieve that.
Yeah, that one foul away again, and it's 1-2. And so Hardy, if he can get another strike past him here, he can get out of this inning. And that one up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs in the inning. I'd like to get him and not have to face ice in this inning. And pitch is fouled back. Steps out. Pitch from Hardy. And that one, ground ball is short. Maurer up with it. Throws across to Man. He couldn't dig it out, and two runs are going to come in. And they've cut the lead in half. Marquez scores, and Phillips scores, and it's 8-4. Fourth error, all of the errors have come in this inning. That's led to two runs now, and that'll bring him off to Isom. Isom's 2-for-2. Pitches outside for a ball. And both of the runs in this inning are unearned. In there for a strike, and it's 1-1. That one's going to be sent out to center. Coring
that
over.
Be up enough.
And they'll haul it in, and the inning is over. In the inning, there were two runs came across, no hits. There were four errors. And one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs lead it 8-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And on we go, and Carvajal has stayed in the game to play shortstop as Menchaca tunes it up here for the bottom half of the fifth inning. And he'll be looking at Tanner Reese, Austin Maurer, and Owen Finke. Cubs lead it 8-4 here. And checking in on the Cubettes there in the top of the seventh inning. They're trailing A&M consolidated 3-2, so it's still a close one over there. Yeah.
Tell you what, give the Cubettes an A over there for hanging in there.
Yeah, because I want to think, let me double check that. I think last time, didn't they, when those two teams played, wasn't it a run rule by Consol? Yeah, last time they played, Consolidated won that one 12-1. So for it to be 3-2, that's quite the accomplishment. And it just went final. Consolidated wins at 3-2 final score there.
Oh, my goodness.
But still a great effort for the Cubettes.
Great effort there by the Cubettes. Good job.
And we will see them Friday night back home at Alumni Field. And they'll be taking on Rutter in that one. So we'll be there for that one. And 2-0 count on Tanner Reese. Reese is 2-for-2 in the game.
One of the Cub victories over in Rutter the last time.
And outside of ball, 3-0.
Hey, Tanner working on a perfect night.
Yeah. And takes ball four in a leadoff walk to Tanner Reese. And time called. We're going to courtesy runner. And Dawson Keim coming out to run for Reese again. Austin Maurer up now. He is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored.
We get the leadoff batter on here in the fifth. See if we can work on getting a couple of those runs back.
Yeah, squares away to bunt, and that's going to hug the line. Stay there, infield hit for Maurer. And so two runners aboard now for the Cubs.
Tell you what, he hugged that line, Doug, and right there at the last second, it even made a curve more in the fair territory.
Yeah, I think the third baseman Isom there was hoping it would go foul, yeah. And it just kept riding the line there and stayed fair.
He stared at it too long.
And Finke, 0-for-1. He did drive in a run. Now he's going to lay a bunt down, and that time it does roll foul. I think he was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, which brought a run home in the second inning. And then last him up, he popped up the shortstop. And time is called. Base umpire. Not sure what he went to say something to the home plate umpire. Not sure what he called. And squaring away to bunt is Finke, and he bunts a good one. First baseman up with it, and he'll complete the play to first, but Finke does his job getting the runners moved over. And so now that'll bring up Brady Rao.
Good bunt there by Owen Finke.
Rao 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored. Time is called, and we're going to get a visit to the mound from Coach DeRamus. And talking over strategy with his team. And he is going to stick with Menchaca. So runners at second and third, one out, Rao the batter. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Squared away to bunt, pulls the bat back, and he'll take a strike 0-1. Yeah, kind of wonder. I kind of think that cold front might be starting to blow through.
Yes.
Starting to get a little chill. Even though we're in the press box, starting to get a little chill going. And next pitch down low, a ball. One one on Rao.
Like I said, we're going to feel it in the morning.
Yeah. And a pie for a ball, 2-1. And pitches inside for a ball, 3-1. That's going to make Craig mad because then he's going to have to put shoes on instead of his flip-flops.
I know. Not going to be happy at all. Maybe a choice word or two.
And ball four, and Rao draws the walk. And that'll load the bases and bring up Barrett Goring. Goring 0-3, but did reach base on an error that brought a couple of runs home. That was back in the second inning. Now big opportunity here for the Cubs.
Yeah, the two we gave up in the top of the fifth there, we got a chance to get those back.
And squares away to bunt, suicide squeeze, run is in, and runners are safe everywhere. And that is going to make it 9-4, Cubs. And now that'll bring up Drake Behnke. Behnke's been on base the last two times up with a walk and a single.
Say what, Barrett got a few RBIs and a bunt single there. Good bunt, though. Excellent.
Yes,
bunt
it was.
By Barrett Goring.
And Behnke takes the first pitch for a ball.
And we got one of those back. What do you think about this, Doug? Why don't we get five more and call it a night?
I would be okay with that.
And you know, it'd be just something with the Cubs need, too.
Yeah. Pitch is taken for a ball, 2-0.
And I don't think they want to give Behnke anything just really too good.
Exactly, with the way he can hit. Up high for a ball, and it's 3-0 now on Behnke. With Lucardi waiting on deck. Yes, And ball four, and Behnke will draw the walk, and that'll also bring in a run. Scoring is Austin Maurer, and that will make it now 10-4 Cubs. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound, and that may be it for Menchaca.
Oh, yes.
And so we are going to have a pitching change here. And so with the pitching change, we're in the bottom of the fifth. Cubs lead at 10-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop, Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And we're coming back here. They made the pitcher. They brought in a new pitcher, but waiting on the umpires to. I can't believe they hadn't gone out there to break this conference up at the mound yet.
Or are we still waiting on the pitcher?
That could be. And maybe the pitcher hasn't come back up yet, or come back out yet. And now he's. But we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubs lead at 10-4. They have bases loaded, only one out. And so now the pitcher comes out and now begins his warm-up tosses. And this,
is that Caden Bailey?
I can't get to. If he turn around to where we can see the jersey number, that would help.
I believe it's 5. Yes. Caden Bailey.
Okay, so Bailey coming in from center to now take over the pitching duties.
Menchaca goes to center.
Okay. So just a straight swap there. As we're coming to you from Fireman's Park tonight. And once again, some scores already in the books. Earlier today, Blinn Buccaneer baseball team with a 10-0 shutout of Coastal Bend. And then it was the Burton Panthers. They took care of business against Snook 16-0 tonight. And Brenham Cubettes, they lost to A&M Consolidated 3-2. But a big improvement from the 12-1 game that they had the last time when they played Gonsal. And Hardy takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And so now the Cubs trying to get hold on here and get that first district win. Hardy swings and misses, 1-1.
Yeah, great point, Doug. Big improvement over that last outing with A&M Consolidated. They go over to College Station and play a tough game.
Yep. And it's 2 balls and a strike now on Hardy. He doubled his last time up. And next pitch taken for a ball. It's 3-1. Bailey on in relief. Third pitcher used by the Rangers, and that's a pie ball four to Hardy. And gonna get Heyman's gonna come out and run for Hardy. Yeah, so three runs are in this inning. It's now 11-4. And Landry Mendoza, the batter. Landry 2-for-2. He's had two singles, a walk, run scored, and two RBIs. And pitch inside for a ball. It's 2-0.
Working on a pretty good night.
He certainly has. Up and in for a ball, and it's 3-0. And so far, Bailey has yet to find the strike zone. And Mendoza, don't help him out there, Landry.
Yeah, I was wondering, did Coach Wheaton give him the green light?
3-1 now. Swung on and missed in 3-2. Or did he call one?
Yeah, evidently he
must have called one of the. Yeah, he must have called one of the other pitches a strike, because we had it 3-1, and apparently that must have been 2-2. And it's a Grady G batting now with the bases loaded. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Grady 0-for-2. He laid down a sack bunt his first time up, but since then he struck out twice. And swings and misses, 1-1. Tanner Reese waiting on deck, hoping to get a chance to bat once again.
Tell you what, we don't want to leave those runners on the bags.
And that one, foul ball up the first base side. If that one could have just stayed fair, that might have been a game winner.
That's one thing about Brody. He got good wheels for a pitcher.
Yep. A pie for a ball. It's 2-2 now on Grady G. G, the ninth batter of the inning for the Cubs. And outside for a ball. 3-2.
Everybody moving.
And ball four. Another walk, and that is going to make it now a 12-4 game. As coming in is Coring. And that'll bring up Tanner Reese. Reese has been on base all three times. Two singles, a walk, and an RBI. Cubs, if they can get just two more runs, can enforce the run rule. And Reese swings and misses 0-1.
Single would do it.
Yep. Foul tip into the mitt, and it's 0-2 on Reese.
Relax, Tanner.
Tanner Reese, the catcher.
And inside for a ball, it's 1-2. Rudder fans wanting a strike call on that one, but didn't get it. One-two pitch. Gets away. Not enough for the runners to come home, though. 2-2. Thank you. And Reese, ground ball. Shortstop booted the ball, and the runners are safe everywhere. Benke scores, and that makes it now 13-4. And that'll bring up Austin Maurer with a chance to win it. And Keim going out to run for Reese. Maurer's 2-for-3 in the game with 2 hits and 2 runs scored. And it's in that one out to center, and that's going to be caught. And that'll retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs do put up 5 runs. Let's see here. 1, 2, 2 hits. There was 1 error, a bunch of walks, and the bases left loaded. We go to the 6th inning. Cubs lead at 13-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And we go on now to the top of the 6th inning, and it is Luke Hardy out on the hill and getting set to work to Gabriel Ramirez, Caden Bailey, and Keaton Weiser. And the first pitch is going to be popped up. Backtracking, who's going to take charge out there? It's Mendoza for out number one. And that'll bring up Caden Bailey now. Bailey with a double and a sack fly. And pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Try to check his swing. Umpire says he went around, and it's 0-2. And pitch taken for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Bailey. Bailey was the center fielder, now the pitcher. And up and in the ball, 2-2. Three called, 2 down.
He just looked at that one, Doug.
Yeah, that was.
He knew it.
Artie had some good movement on that pitch.
Oh, yes, he did. Just couldn't pull that trigger.
And so that'll bring up Keaton Weiser now. Weiser 1-for-2. And tried to check his swing. Appeal to first. And hey, said he went around. I think that's the first time that base umpire has given us a call all night. And that one, a ground ball to second. Mendoza up with it. Throws on to Maurer, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. And 3 up and 3 down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Cubs just need 1 more run to wrap this thing up. And we'll see how it happens. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Cubs lead at 13-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
1800 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, Cubs lead it 13-4.
I'm 99.9% sure, Doug, we're going to have a pinch hitter.
Okay.
Rowan Finke.
Okay.
It looks like it's going to be Preston Lee.
All righty, Preston Lee. It looks like he's waiting on deck there. Bailey's still in the on the mound there for the Rudder Rangers. An update on the Astro game. The Astros still leading the Blue Jays 1-0. They're going to the bottom of the eighth inning there at Minute Maid Park.
And it is Preston Lee.
So Preston Lee hitting.
Pinch hitting for Owen Finke.
So Lee going to bat for Finke. Finke contributes, and even though he didn't get a hit tonight, was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, which brought in a run, and then also laid down a sack bunt last time up.
Beautiful sack bunt.
And Lee, the batter, he swings and misses 0-1. And the pitch from Bailey.
Preston had a rip.
And swings and misses 0-2. Bailey just ran back and fired.
He's throwing straight fast heat.
And that one outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. And that one, a ground ball to third. Ice him up with it. He'll throw on to first, and that's one away. And that'll bring us back to the top of the Cub batting order with Brady Rau. Rau 1-for-3 in the game. He's been on base twice with a single and a walk. He's also got an RBI and scored a couple. Well, actually, we're going to have
Philip Deal.
Philip Deal batting for Brady Rau. So, Coach Wheaton giving some of the guys off the bench a chance to get in the bat in. And Deal fouls that one away. Deal, one of the seniors on the team. Well, a team that doesn't have a whole lot of seniors this year.
Yeah. What is it, four? Is
that something
right?
Like that. It's
four,
not
four. Not
and swings many. And misses. 1-2.
Not a real good cut there, Phillip. Take a good hack.
And bounced up there, ball 2-2. And so we're going to miss. Deal down on strikes, and that's two away. And that'll bring up Barrett Coring.
Looks like that's going to be another pinch hitter. Yeah. And that is
Blaine Bartlett.
Blaine Bartlett.
So Bartlett going to bat here for Coring. And yeah, takes the first pitch for a strike. Yeah. And yeah, bounced up their ball, 1-1.
That's one thing about Bailey. He doesn't take a whole lot of time. He gets that ball back from the catcher, and he's ready to go.
Now, they do have Drake Behnke waiting on deck. And Bartlett fouls that one away. One ball and two strikes.
Yeah.
and bounced up there a ball. 2-2. And that one's going to be popped up. And that one's going to be just foul. Bartlett nearly had him a bloop single there. And so he'll get to, his count remains 2-2. He'll get to swing the bat again.
That's a tough play for the first baseman. Normally the one that has the best shot would be the second baseman. He had a little bit of ground to cover.
And Bartlett pops this one up. Second baseman back and makes the grab to retire the side. In the inning for the Cubs, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the seventh inning. Cubs need just three more outs to secure victory here tonight. And we will see how it transpires after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
All right, here we go as we get set for the top of the seventh inning. And Luke Carty will be looking at Juan Marquez, Javier Meraz, and Anthony Menchaca. The 7, 8, and 9 hitters. And that one is going to be popped up. And the shortstop, Maurer, calling for it. And Caleb Maurer hauls it in for out number one. And now that'll bring up Javier Meraz.
Doug, heard the Bluebell commercial. The gooey butter cake.
Oh, yes.
That's an eye-opener, isn't it?
Yeah, I got something at home in my fridge right now waiting for me just as soon as I get...
That's probably what I'm going to do when I get home. Folks, if you haven't tried it, try it.
Absolutely.
Please.
We highly recommend it. Gooey butter cake, Bluebell. And we got a pinch hitter. This time it's Ahmed Davila batting for Juan Meraz. And takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And that pitch taken for a strike, 1-1.
Put this thing's in a book, Luke.
And next pitch taken for a ball, 2-1.
I'll trust Blue. I thought the pitch looked pretty good.
Yeah, me too. Swung and I missed, and it's 2-2. That might have been one of those pitches that were so good it even fooled the umpire.
That's it.
And that one inside, and it's 3-2. A full count now on Davila.
give up on this hitter.
Strike three called. And that is two down. And now that we have Menchaca's the scheduled batter, let's see if that is him.
That is Menchaca, yes. Now playing center field.
That's a fifth strikeout, by the way, for Hardy. And strike one. And next pitch is a strike, 0-2. And so now, Cubs one strike away from that first victory in district play. Strike three called. There it is. And the Cubs win it. Your final score, 13-4 over the Rudder Rangers. And listen to this crowd here at Fireman's. They are excited. And that'll take us to the postgame show. This broadcast of Brenham Cub Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned to the postgame show coming up next, made possible by Kajura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with a postgame show after these words from our sponsors.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
The Whataburger Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit is back. But some folks have yet to try it. So let's not do the thing where we're like,
you've never had a jalapeno cheddar biscuit before?
You know what? It's okay. Let's just invite them to try this flaky, cheesy, and slightly spicy goodness for themselves. The Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit, available as a sandwich or on its own from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. for a limited time at participating locations. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
All right, back we go here to the post game here at Fireman's Park, where the Brenham Cubs pick up a 13-4 victory over the Rudder Rangers, and we're going to welcome the fellas on in here. And first of all, we have Tanner Reese joining us tonight.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Doing good. And Tanner, a big night for you guys. And with this win, I got to imagine that y'all feel some of the weight lifting off your shoulders there.
Yes, sir. Big relief. Big relief to get our first one.
Yep. And you had a big night tonight on base all four times. Tell us about your night at the plate there.
Yes, sir. I was just trying to stick to the same approach, you know, just go the other way, just trying to keep it simple. That's all it was.
Yeah, and you're working with Luke Hardy tonight, freshman pitcher, and I thought did a really good job out there.
Did a great job tonight. Best job he's done all year, man. That's how we get it done.
And now you get the win here tonight, and you get Rudder one more time Friday, and I know you guys will be thinking sweep.
Yes, sir. That's all. That's what's ahead.
All right, Tanner, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And we're going to get We're going to have Luke Landry, whichever one of y'all want to come in here next. Just flip that away. There you go. And Luke, congratulations on the win here tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
I know this is one you guys have been waiting for.
Yes, sir.
And you went out there and tonight giving the guys a big lift. And talk about your performance here this evening.
I really just tried to throw strikes with fastball and off speed, just trusting my defense. And they did a great job today. Just throwing strikes.
Yeah, and then you also had a good day at the plate, too, a couple of walks, and then a big double as well. And tell us about that on the double.
I was just trying to stay up the middle. I was a little early, caught out in front, but I still stayed through it enough to get it down the line, and I got a double.
And like I was asking Tanner, I mean, because the first half hasn't gone the way you guys, I know, wanted to get this win here tonight. I know that had to help a lot for team confidence.
Yeah, I've really lifted a lot of weight off my shoulders. I feel good today. I feel good about myself after my performance tonight and the team.
You should, and you guys did a great job, and we'll catch you again down the road here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Luke. And now we're going to get Landry Mendoza here.
Sir, how you doing today?
Doing good, Landry, and having a big night out there, and you're on base three times tonight. And tell us about your at-bats this evening.
Really just trying to be competitive up there, you know, hunting the fastball, first pitch, too. And I got it done. You know, a hit's a hit, you know, that little flare out there, two RBIs, but, you know, I'll take it.
Absolutely, and you guys did a good job behind Luke tonight, and I thought Luke really had a great outing there for you guys.
Yeah, he sure did. And I think the defensive part behind it, you know, we just got to, you know, I went out there and played confidently behind him, you know, wanting the ball, and so just trying to help him out was my part in it. Yeah, he did a really good job.
Yeah, and of course, this was a big win for you guys over Rutter, and now it gives you some momentum going into Friday.
It does, yeah. Hopefully we can, you know, repeat it again and get addicted to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, still got the whole second. This is just the first half of district. It's funny because it seems like we just started, and here we are already at the halfway point.
Yeah.
And now you guys get the whole second half of district, and let's hope this is the start here, and you guys can make a good run.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
All right.
A lot left.
All right, thank you, Landry.
Yes, sir.
And good luck the rest of the way. And let's see. Okay. We were going to see if Coach was out here yet, but we're going to go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden.
All right, we're back here. We got Coach Seth Spivey joining us now here on the postgame. And, Coach, congratulations on you guys getting this win here tonight.
Yeah, it was a big one. We needed it.
Yeah, I know for the just for the confidence factor, I mean, the first six games haven't gone the way I know you guys have planned. And I know when I was talking to the guys here a little bit, it was like lifting a big weight off their shoulders
tonight. It was a big, for like you said, it was a weight get the weight lifted off our shoulders, and after last Friday, you come out here. We were proud of the guys, how they responded.
They certainly did. And Luke Hardy tonight, when you guys need a lift out there on the hill, I thought he pitched a whale of a game tonight.
He did. He was a bulldog on the mound, and we needed that.
Yeah, and in the hitting too, coming around tonight, some key hits. I thought the hitters looked like they were seeing the ball real well tonight also.
Yeah. I thought our hitters did a really good job up and down the lineup. We did a really good job keeping creating havoc on the bases. Got a few key bunts. I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah, and then other than just the one inning where there were a couple of miscues, I thought overall the defense settled down for the majority of the night and did really well as well. And that's, I know, something y'all have been working on too.
Yeah, for sure. You know that we always had that one bad inning, but we had a couple of key double plays early in the game that I thought really propelled us for this victory.
Yeah. It should have been three, but the one bad umpire call there.
Yeah.
But
that happens.
Yeah. And now you guys move on Friday night. Y'all get to head over to Rudder and play them again. And there's an old saying about winning being contagious, and hopefully y'all can keep it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we can keep the winning streak going.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck to you guys on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Seth Spivey joining us here on the postgame. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, John, Tommy Mal, the name of the John Breeden star of the game, as well as our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust, DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, back we go, and it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game, and we had several options here tonight.
I tell you what, this was a good night. We had a number of options that we could have picked for the player of the game, but we had a young man who was on base all four times, 2 for 3, had an RBI, and his usual good job behind the plate. calling the game for, mm-hmm. you know, catching the game for yeah. Luke Hardy and Tanner Reese.
And also had a, threw out a base runner, too.
That's
as well tonight.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Threw out a base runner. Just excellent job by Tanner Reese, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service Insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And we are going to go with Luke Hardy and his big double. That was back, let's see, was that the... fourth inning?
Yes. Fourth inning. Yes.
And that was a big part of the key run scoring inning there for the Cubs. And I think that was our only
extra base hit in the night. We had a number of hits. Had a good night at the plate for the Cubs.
And yeah, certainly did. And so that is our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. Drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team in Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. And back with the final wrap up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, and we're back one last time here to Fireman's Park where the Cubs win it. Once again, your final score 13-4 tonight over the Rudder Rangers. And, Tommy, this was a big win in more ways than one for this team.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, the Cubs needed something positive to happen. They had a great pitching performance by Luke Hardy tonight. He came out there, did an excellent job. You know, the Cubs came out when they had the opportunity to put runs on the board. They put runs on the board. And just a big plus. Getting that first district win, you know, takes a little bit of weight off your back.
Yep.
And, you know, what they need to do is just take this. Put this game behind you, go over to Bryan and work on getting that second district win.
Yeah, this is a start, and now build on it. And we're going to be with the, speaking of Friday night, we're going to be with the Cubettes as they're back at home at Alumni Field, and they're going to be facing Rudder over there. That's a 6:30 start time, 6:05 pregame here on KWHI. I want to thank Austin back at the studios for his great work on the board. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to all our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying goodnight, everybody.